Charles Bonnet said 250 years ago, he wondered how, thinking of these hallucinations, how, as he put it, the theater of the mind could be generated by the machinery of the brain. Now, 250 years later, I think we're beginning to glimpse how this is done. Thanks very much.
That was superb.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
You speak about these things with so much insight and empathy for your patients. I mean, have you yourself experienced any of the syndromes you write about?
I was afraid you would ask that. a lot of them. And actually, I'm a little visually impaired myself. I'm blind in one eye and not terribly good in the other. And I see the geometrical hallucinations, but they stop there.
And they don't disturb you? Because you understand what's doing it, it doesn't make you worry?
Well, they don't disturb me any more than my tinnitus, which I ignore. They occasionally interest me. I have many pictures of them in my notebooks. I've gone and had an fMRI myself to see how my visual cortex is ticking over. And when I see all these hexagons and complex things, which I also have in visual migraine, I wonder whether everyone sees things like this and whether things like cave art or ornamental art may have been derived from them a bit.
That was an utterly, utterly fascinating talk. Thank you so much for sharing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.